We're beginning the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Lech Lecha, Haaretz Asher Areka, Romez LeShabbat, that when God tells Avram, I want you to go to the land that I will show you, that's an allusion to Shabbos. And we do the Netivot Shalom, aside from the fact that it's an all-time favorite, this has really been a favorite online and in classes. It's also a good way to start Chassidut, because the Slonim Rebbe really spells things out. He explains things in a way that's palatable and easy to understand. So the Rebbe begins on our parsha. He says like this: Ita b'Beit Avraham, in the work that's called Beit Avraham, he says like this. It says, God says, I want you to go to the land that I will show you. I will show you is the word areka, I will show you. And areka has the same numerical value as Shabbos. So the Beis Avram points out that the word areka has the gematria of Shabbos. How so? Doesn't really work. So he says, because chaf is 20, and chaf, the last chaf, a chaf sofit, he says, has a different numerical value. We ordinarily, when we do gematria, we say chaf is 20. But he says that when you do aleph through tuf, tuf is 400, and then the chaf sofit, then you continue the alphabets with the letters of kaf, mem, nun, menatzpach, right? The letters that have secondary letters, and then they have the chaf sofit would be 500, and the mem sofit is 600, and the nun sofit is 700. So he says, so that chaf sofit areka is equal 600, and then arecha equals Shabbos. Val pi ze ma'amar ha-katuv, and then what the verse is saying, God tells Avram, in the first pasuk in our parsha, Lech lecha, I want you to go, me'altzecha, from your land, umimulatcha, in the place you were born, umibet avicha, in your father's house, ela aretz asher areka, to the land that I will show you, to the land that is Shabbos. Debedevar Hashem arishon el Avram ha'ne'emar b'Torah, and then it turns out that the first thing God tells Avram in the Torah, hora lo bo et haderech la'agia el ha'aretz, haynu ha'aretz elyona. God was telling him, I want you to come to the land. The land is a reference to a spiritual plateau. It's not a reference to the physical land. Obviously, that's the literal meaning of the pasuk. But on a deeper level of interpretation, it's a reference to a spiritual land, asher areka, that I will show you, perush, sheba yagea lesiyam adrigot lirot marot elokim. You want to attain great heights, Avram, you have to attain that spiritual plateau that's called Shabbos. Bivchinat ma shekatav ra'avad bebaalei ha'nefesh, like the Ravid writes in his famous work, Baalei ha'nefesh, ben adam et einecha tifkach v'tireh tmunat yotzecha omedet lenegdecha. The Ravid, he was a contemporary of Maimonides. The Ra'avad, Rav Av Bezdin, he was an old rabbi when the Rambam wrote his work. So they brought the Ravid, the Rambam's work, and the Ravid looked at what this young scholar was writing, and he wrote his footnotes the way an old rabbi would write when a young rabbi writes his work. So the Ravid writes about the Rambam without too much respect, because he didn't think he has to have too much respect. He was the old Rosh Yeshiva. The Rambam was the young rabbi on the block. So the Ravid writes his footnotes to the Rambam. But the Ravid also wrote a work called Shaar HaKdusha. And in that work, Baal HaNefesh, and in that work, in the Shaar HaKdusha, he writes, listen here, man, open your eyes and you'll see the vision of your Creator standing opposite you. Uchidichtiv, meaning sometimes you just have to open your eyes to see God in your life. It's a question of opening one's eyes. Uchidichtiv b'mshecha parsha, and as the parsha says later on, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz, Avram passed throughout the land, Vayera Hashem in Avram, and then God appeared to Avram. What does it mean, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz, in the land? Remember, he's saying that the land is a reference to this spiritual plateau. Ve'even sham izbech l'Hashem anir'eh elav, he built an altar to Hashem who appeared to him. Shebana mizbech al hasagat ha'madriga shel arecha b'marot elokim shezacha eleha b'chnisato la'aretz. He built the altar as a thanks for that level of envisaging his Creator, which he attained when he entered the land of Israel, or when he had entered the Shabbos. והדרך להגיע למדרגה עליונה זו היא על ידי גימל העניינים בעולם שנה ונפש. Okay, he's taking us into interesting levels of Kabbalah. He says, you want to attain that level of seeing your Creator in your life, so then you have to do it in three ways. the world, the year, the soul. Now those are in the beginning of Sefer Yetzirah. In the beginning, there's we have all kinds of Kabbalistic works. I don't learn Kabbalah, but what I'm telling you is things I saw quoted in other places. So possibly the most ancient Kabbalistic work we have is Sefer HaYitzirah. Sefer HaYitzirah is a work, it's a medrash that we still have today, that describes how you can create a golem. How do you create a human being? If you want to create a human being, how do you do it? So those who know how to work with that medrash, the Talmud tells us there were rabbis who created golems. We don't know what any of this means. We don't know what it means to create a golem. We don't know what any of this means. But we do have the Medrash. And the Medrash is very unclear. The Medrash starts saying a whole bunch of things. And then in the very beginning it tells you, Olam Shana Nefesh, world, year, soul. And this is a reference to three aspects of life. And he says these three aspects of life are the way in which you can attain this spiritual plateau that we'll call Shabbos, that we'll call the chosen land. Ba'olam, if you want to attain the spiritual plateau, so the first question is your location in the world. Olam, where are you in this world? So that, yeah, where do you have to be? You guys know. Wal yedei Eretz Yisrael, that's through the land of Israel. Shehi ha'aretz asher areka b'marot Elokim. That's the land, literally, that God was telling Avram, I want you to go to the land that I will show you. Well, that's the land of Israel. As we know, it says in the Kuzri, but really it's a Mechilta, that prophecy is only in the land of Israel. So we understand that spiritual heights, you want to attain them, this is the place to go. Israel. Uvashana, next is in time. Meaning, we're talking dimensions here. You want to know where you are physically, you got to be in the land of Israel. Now, where should you be in the dimension of time? Hu Yom HaShabbat Kodesh. It's on Shabbos that you could attain the greatest spiritual heights. Kaniomaz be'areka gematria Shabbat. As God alluded to when he said to Avram, I will show you, the word I will show you, areka, has the numerical value of Shabbos. Shal yedei Shabbat, it's only through Shabbos, zoche yudi le'agel lebchinat riyab marot Elokim. Through that, a Jew can attain the level of seeing visions of his Creator. Uva nefesh, now we come to the last dimension, the person's soul itself. Hu al yedei ta'arata nefesh, that's through purifying the soul. Sheyudi poresh mitanugei ha'olam hazeh, that a Jew can separate himself from the pleasures of this world. Kamo dechtiv, what's God telling him? God tells Avraham, lech lecha, I want you to go me'altzecha, from your land. What does it mean from your land? From your land, from the earthly perspective. Hainu meha'artziyut, from your earthly perspective, from your focus on the mundane, umimolatecha umibet avicha, from your birthplace, from your father's home, lenatek et kol haksharim hagashmiim shel bayit umoledet. Sever your ties to the physical, to the home, the nationality, whatever alliances one might have. This is, if you think about it, this is a fundamental concept. Very often we think we have to have all kinds of alliances. This came to the headlines lately, right? Which alliance comes first, the Torah or the Medina? So one of the concepts of Torah is that there's one alliance. It's an alliance to God. God tells us we owe it to our wife, we owe it to our homeland, we owe it to a lot of things. We do have certain alliances that the Torah tells us we should have. A Jew has to ensure that the place he lives in is safe. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer during the Prussian Wars. They asked him, who should we pray should win? Meaning, we live in this country. If they win, well, they've been persecuting us. If the Russians win, we think it'll be better for us. Who should we pray? So the Chasam Sofer says, don't pray anyone should win. says they asked him, where should our alliances go? Our country is persecuting Jews, but should we pray our country should lose? So alliances exist in the Torah. But he says, okay, when we speak about spirituality, there are three areas where we can attain it. The location, the time, and then the spirit. What's my spirit? Where are my alliances? And if you think about this, this is a basic concept throughout the Talmud. You guys with me? It shows up all over, this idea. You want to connect to Hashem. You can't be focused on what's for lunch. You can't be focused on the Ferrari you want to have. You can't be focused on the iPod or the iPad or everything else. The prophets would sometimes get naked because they couldn't stand being connected to the clothing, to even the most basic level of something physical, when they were connected to Hashem. Okay, so we just started. We'll continue next time, Be'ezrat Hashem. The nice thing about the Netivot Shalom is that it begins with high concepts, and then he brings it down to practical. How do we apply it in our own lives? We didn't get there yet. We'll get there, Be'ezrat Hashem.